The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Romans, tells us that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. His conclusion is that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. However, he in no way indicates that the law is no longer valid. Just the opposite. Paul questions, "Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid, yea, we establish the law." There is no law that can be kept in order to establish one's own righteousness, for there is none righteous, no, not one. No man has ever fulfilled the righteous obligations of the law to the point that he has not known sin. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. The gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ that we are offered freely was purchased at a great price. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us and paid the death penalty for sins that are past. He did not, however, die that we may transgress his laws or continue in sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.